This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The shaking continues. The nations tremble under the weight of their own making, and Edom, that ancient adversary, feels the tightening grip of judgment. We see it in their failing economies, their crumbling alliances, and the increasing desperation of their control. But within the chaos, within the exposing of their darkness, Yahuwah is revealing a path not of escape from the world, but of return to the covenant, to the ancient ways, to the very fabric of our identity as Israel. For generations, we've been draped in the stain of Babylon. Look around you. Consider the materials that clothe you, the very things that touch your skin. How much of it is born of the land, woven with intention, aligned with the rhythms of Yahuwah's creation? Too much of what we wear, what we surround ourselves with, is synthetic, a product of a rebellion against the natural order. These aren't simply fabrics, they are declarations. Declarations of a people adrift, severed from the land promised to our ancestors, divorced from the seasons, and ultimately distanced from the Creator who breathed life into it all. A garment woven in darkness, divorced from the light of Yahuwah, carries a weight, a subtle, insidious form of assimilation, a constant, quiet reminder of our exile. It's a slow erosion of identity, a weakening of the spiritual fiber that binds us to the covenant. And it's not merely aesthetics, though the outward expression matters. It's about the principles woven into the very act of creation. Yahuwah commanded separation, linen and wool distinct, interwoven with purpose, Vayikra 19:19. This wasn't arbitrary regulation. This was a reflection of the divine pattern, the order woven into all of existence. To disregard this is to blur the lines, to invite chaos, and to unravel the fabric of our covenant with Yahuwah. And observe the news emanating from Edom, from those who claim dominion over innovation. Their technological prowess, built upon unsustainable foundations, is crumbling before our eyes. They boast of progress, yet their creations are often fleeting, disposable, contributing to the very destruction they claim to prevent. They offer convenience, but at the cost of connection, connection to the land, to community, to the divine source of all true sustenance. The promise, however, lies in the return to linen, to the natural fibers, to the skills passed down through generations, to the conscious choice to create with intention and reverence. Linen, born of the earth, represents a return to the source, a reconnection to the land, and a renewal of our covenant with Yahuwah. It's a tangible expression of separation, a declaration that we are not of Babylon, not defined by its fleeting trends or its insatiable appetite for control. This isn't about rejecting all advancement, but about discerning what truly sustains life and what merely distracts from it. It's about reclaiming the ancient wisdom, the knowledge of working with creation, not against it. It's about understanding that true wealth lies not in material possessions, but in the richness of our connection to Yahuwah and to the land. Consider, too, the parallels in the spiritual realm. Edom seeks to control the flow of information, to weave a digital panopticon around the world, demanding access to our private communications. They claim it's for security, but it's ultimately about domination. They mirror the patterns of old, seeking to bind and control Israel to extinguish the light of the covenant. But Yahuwah is awakening his people. Scattered Israel, those who have borne the weight of exile for generations, are beginning to remember. They are remembering the ways of their ancestors, the importance of separation, and the power of a life woven in alignment with the Torah. They are recognizing that true freedom lies not in assimilation, but in reclaiming our identity as covenant people. Even as the nations gather for conflict, reports confirm Israel's direct assault on Iranian soil, reciprocal missile launches signaling a deepening spiral, the call to restoration grows louder. Edom's conditional aid, their attempts to manipulate and control through financial leverage, are exposed for what they are. Temporary measures designed to prolong their dominion. Yeshayahu prophesied this, the conditional support withdrawn as judgment unfolds, Yeshayahu 34:8. The true security isn't found in fleeting alliances or advanced weaponry, but in a steadfast commitment to Yahuwah and to the principles of the covenant. It's found in the restoration of our identity, in the reclaiming of our heritage, and in the weaving of a new future, a future rooted in truth, justice, and the unwavering faithfulness of Yahuwah. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.